This is the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day, featuring Father Paul Buchanan of Queen of the Apostles Catholic Church of Belmont, North Carolina.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its taste, with what can it be seasoned? It is no longer good for anything but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city set on a mountain cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and then put it under a bushel basket. It is set on a lampstand where it gives light to all in the house. Just so, your light must shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord Jesus.
When the Lord Jesus tells us who we are, the God who made us, who saves us, who loves us, when he tells us who we are, we ought to listen. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. Jesus' words tell you who you are as Christians. They tell you what you have to do to remain in his love. Salt and light. If this is what God himself says we are, then it is our identity. And from that identity flows what we're called to do, our mission. You are the salt of the earth. At first, it might be kind of difficult to identify with salt. Salt is not something we think of as very dynamic. It's a seasoning. It gives flavor to food. And so if we, as followers of Jesus, are the salt of the earth, then we bring the taste of the gospel with us wherever we go. So when you leave the doors of this church, you take the flavor of Christianity into your daily lives. During the time when you're at work or at school, and also in your spare time, your actions, what you say, what you post on social media, what you watch on your streaming services. In all these times and ways, we are called to bring the seasoning of the gospel to the world by our witness to Jesus. The choices that you make to follow him bring the savor of Christ to the people you encounter. How do we do that specifically? The prophet Isaiah, from the first reading, gives us a fantastic list to consider when we think about what our mission to season the world with Christianity might be. Share your bread with the hungry. Shelter the oppressed and the homeless. Clothe the naked when you see them. And do not turn your back on your own. All these things are relational. They're specific. They're individual. When we encounter people who need these things, we're called to do that and thus to season the world with the flavor of Christ. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. Even in the 21st century, what light is isn't fully understood. And yet this is, too, our identity in Christ and our mission. Because light is what dispels shadows. Light makes it possible to see. As we're reminded by the candles that we have at Mass, we are called to bring that light of Christ into the world to dispel the darkness and to let Christ illuminate our lives. And we have to bring that light with us wherever we go. But if, as the salt of the earth, we do that in individual ways, I think as the light of the world, it might be a little more difficult because light is also really very public. We follow Christ not just in our private lives, in our individual dealings with one another, but also as a public witness, being known by others as a follower of Jesus and his teachings. And sometimes bringing that light is uncomfortable. Sometimes when we present the light of Christ as a better choice than evil or fear or injustice, we can draw some attention to ourselves that we may not want. And there are ways to do this too, of course. And in the words of the prophet Isaiah, if you remove from your midst oppression, false accusation, and malicious speech. If you bestow your bread on the hungry and satisfy the afflicted, then light shall rise for you in the darkness, and the gloom shall become for you like midday. This public witness to our Christian faith may not always make us popular. And sooner or later, we know it's going to cost us something. But don't be afraid. Christ is with you. You are the light of the world. Your light can't be hidden any more than the light of a city on a hill could be. It's helpful to have these images of salt and light when we think about who we are and what our mission is on earth. Because by thinking about these words of Christ and how we can apply them in our lives helps us to remember our ultimate identity and calling, beyond all metaphor, but in reality. And we know that what defines us, what our deepest identity is based in the Father's love for us and our relationship with Jesus Christ. Our identity is that of beloved children of the Father. Our calling, then, is to be salt and light to the world, to be the image of Christ, to act as Christ, to act as his witnesses with everything we say and everything we do. This is the salt and the light, which brings the joy of being a Christian to a world which needs the message of the gospel today just as much as it ever has. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. Bring the gospel into the world this week by everything you say and everything you do, pointing to Jesus Christ, who loves us, who calls us, and who saves us.
This has been the Carolina Catholic Radio Homily of the Day on Carolina Catholic Radio Charlotte, 1270 AM, also streaming at carolinacatholicmedia.org and on the Carolina Catholic Media app.